Alright folks, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, your daily dose of emotional fitness, where we tackle those tricky feelings head on. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, life throws curveballs, right? Sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep up, juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, the whole shebang. And when emotions start running high, well, that can be a real game changer. But guess what? We don't have to let those feelings control us. Today, we're diving deep into understanding and managing emotions in the moment. Think of it as your emotional CPR, keeping those feelings alive and healthy, but in a way that serves you, not sabotages you. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to make this whole emotional intelligence thing less like abstract philosophy and more like a practical superpower. First off, recognize the feeling. Ever feel like an emotion just washes over you, leaving you bewildered? It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind without even knowing what hit you. So, start by naming it. Is it anger, sadness, frustration? Putting a label on it gives you a sense of control. You're not just at the mercy of your feelings. You're recognizing them as part of the human experience. Second, don't judge yourself. This is crucial. We often get caught in this spiral of, I shouldn't be feeling this way, or, this isn't manly enough, which only amplifies the emotion. Remember, all emotions are valid. Feeling sad sometimes? Perfectly normal. Feeling angry about an injustice? Totally justified. Acceptance is the first step towards managing those feelings constructively. Third, find healthy outlets. Bottling things up is like storing pressure in a bomb. Eventually, it's gonna explode. Exercise, journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist. These are all fantastic ways to release those pent-up emotions and prevent them from building up into something unhealthy. You know that feeling when you've been carrying a heavy backpack all day? It weighs you down, right? Expressing your emotions is like taking some of that weight off your shoulders. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some mystical retreat in the Himalayas. Start small. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, notice the world around you. Mindfulness helps ground you in the present moment, making it easier to observe your emotions without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching a cloud drift across the sky. You acknowledge its presence but don't let it define your entire experience. And lastly, remember that emotions are temporary. This is key. They rise and fall like the tides, constantly changing. Understanding this can help you stay calm during those intense moments, knowing that the feeling won't last forever. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine John, a hard-working guy who's always striving to be the best. He puts in long hours at work, pushes himself in the gym, and rarely takes time for anything else. But lately, he's been feeling overwhelmed and irritable. The stress is building up, taking a toll on his relationships and even his health. He feels like he's constantly walking on eggshells, afraid to let anyone see how much pressure he's under. John doesn't realize that bottling it all up is only making things worse. He needs to find healthy ways to express those emotions. Maybe talking to a friend, taking a walk in nature, or even just journaling his thoughts and feelings. So, remember folks, understanding and managing emotions is a lifelong journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, embrace the ups and downs, and always remember that you have the power to choose how you react to those swirling emotions. Today's key takeaways. Name your emotions, accept them without judgment, find healthy outlets for expression, practice mindfulness, and remember that feelings are temporary. You're not alone in this emotional roller coaster. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one emotion you've been struggling with lately? Share your thoughts and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And remember, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep crushing it, one day at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.